Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Don't You Know Who I Am? My name is Josh. Before we go into the episode proper, just a run of dates. Here we go. So if you're in Perth, Feb 9 and Feb 16, I'm doing the podcast, this one that you're listening to, at the Fremantle Comedy Factory, so make sure you get a ticket. And on from the 10th to the 16th, I'm doing my show Josh Earl Talks at the Megamouth in Yagan Square. Tickets at joshearl.com.au. Both, every single gig I'm going to say, you'll find tickets there. Also, I'm doing shows in Brisbane on March 7 and 8 as part of the Brisbane Comedy Festival, the podcast both those days. And I'm doing the first ever performance of Modern Contemporary on the 7th at Fritzenberger. So we'll do the podcast, then we can all carpool over to Fritzenberger. It'll be sweet. Then if you're in Canberra, I'm doing the Canberra Comedy Festival on March 21, doing both the podcast and the show Josh Earl Talks. And then March 26 to April 19, doing the show Modern Contemporary at the Victoria Hotel, plus Sundays at 4:30 at the European Beer Cafe with the podcast. Tickets for all of these shows can be found at joshearl.com.au. If you want to help the podcast out, if you're not in those cities and you want to help me out, you could become a Patreon subscriber. You get a bonus episode every month and you also get free writing all the time. Go to patreon.com/dykwia. And this one is for Melbourne people only, unless you want to travel in. But if you're in Melbourne, Monday nights for the next 5 weeks starting January 20. So that's January 20, 27, Feb 3, 10 and 17. Monday nights, 8 p.m. at 303 High Street in Northcote. I am curating a show. I'm only going to be on one of them, but a whole bunch of great comics are going to be on every single week there. And it all is being hosted by Ross Noble. Yes, Ross Noble is doing a run of shows where he hosts. He did this like 11 years ago. People, comics still talk about how amazing it was. He hosts. If he wants to go for 40 minutes in between the acts, he goes for 40 minutes between the acts. It's always very, very funny though. So these are at 303 High Street, 8 p.m. Tickets are $20 on the door. You cannot book. You just have to turn up. And may I suggest getting there early? I remember in 2009, the line was around the block. So if you want to see Ross Noble in a very intimate setting, I think 100 people can fit in that room, come on down 8 p.m. on a Monday for the next 5 weeks to see Ross Noble in front of 100 of our closest friends. That's all for me. Enjoy this episode. Super, super fun. Recorded it very early on a Sunday. And yeah, I think a few people, a little bit manic, but it's very, very funny. Enjoy. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week on the internet I discovered I share my name with the dancer in the new Ollie Trevor's film clip to the song Stage of Fools. And might I say, Josh Earl the dancer, looking good.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Say what? Josh Earl the comedian, looking good.
Yeah. Oh, this dancer though.
Yep. Mamma Mia.
The way you're doing that sign, I'm soaking wet.
He's doing, I'm doing
an A-OK song.
I'm doing a real kind of Scott Morrison sign. Dad in the corner of the room just going, yeah, all right, groovy dudes.
Or like air masturbating with just those, the forefinger and the...
Hey,
we've all been there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's so relatable.
This is your first time listening to the podcast. What I do, I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest shares his name with a co-founder of the online gaming group Mini War Gaming. Can you please welcome back to the podcast, it's David Quirk.
Oh, yes.
What was I was looking that? At you the whole time. I'm not sure why, but thank I was like, yeah, that could possibly, that could not be me at all.
So there's an online gaming group called Mini War Gaming, and this person, David Quirk, does all these videos about gaming.
Yeah, wow. Did you look him up? How do you keep getting so many? I guess there's that many people on Earth, aren't there?
There are
some
a lot.
Of them are named David Quirk.
there's at least 12 people on
Earth.
Yeah. I've looked it up.
Minimum.
So there's got to be someone in there.
That's
David
good.
Quirk.
There's another David Quirk.
God bless David
Quirk.
But
only one
God
that is him. Loved by all of us here today.
That's thank so true. Guys, well, you. I'm not sure about the other one yet. Maybe
turns
I do.
Out, no, real
I give
real
my love
piece
away. Yeah, real piece of work.
Also joining us is a person who, when you type their name into Google, one of the related searches is, are they related to Bono? Can you please welcome from Netflix's Santa Clarita Diet, Let Us Know, and the upcoming movie Bombshell, it's Liv Hewson. Yay!
Hello,
but are you? Okay, I get that sometimes, you? Actually. So Bono's last name is Hewson.
Uh-huh.
And it's possible, but I don't know. I don't know.
It's possible?
Yeah, I mean, like, both of my parents were born in the UK, so, like, we might be distantly related, but it's never come up.
Okay, he doesn't show up for Christmas.
No, he doesn't. No. We keep
Did
asking.
He send you a card?
What a shitty distant cousin. Yeah. I don't know, how, I don't know how we'd be related.
Yeah. I don't like him anymore.
Bono's hot.
You do wear yellow lenses everywhere you go as well, though. So that's
true.
Yeah.
No, yeah. That's part of, like, the family crest. Yeah.
Our next guest shares his name with an agricultural scientist from New Zealand who specialises in sheep.
Definitely me.
Sheep lactational physiology. Can you please welcome from the Confessions of the Years podcast, it is Sam Peterson.
Thank you so much. That's so exciting for me.
Same guy,
sheep lactational.
See, that is me.
Physiology.
Physiology.
Yeah, that's just me. That's actually
just milk and sheep.
My side hustle.
You're a lactator.
I'm such a lactator.
Oh my God.
And proud.
I always say that about you. Yeah. You're such a lactator.
Sammy loves to lactate.
You fucking love milking cows.
I love
Can you imagine cows. Being a doctor, impressing people by being a doctor? Oh, what kind of medicine? Oh,
yeah. I just.
Like, sheep tits.
What kind of doctor? Sheep tits.
And finally, our next guest, when you type her name into Google, you get many sites talking about the problems.
Sheep tits. It's just sheep tits.
Yeah.
Many problems. Many problems about the UK renewable heat incentive. Can you please welcome, it's Ree Down.
Yes. Whoa, okay.
I don't know what any of those words mean.
So, renewable heat incentive.
Oh. Repeating it doesn't help anything,
Josh. R-H-I. And apparently they've been having a few problems with it, so it's down.
The ray is down.
So that's what it is.
I love that so much.
Are you cool with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I love that.
Now, I should point out, it's almost been exactly 1 year to the day since Liv and Ree were on the podcast.
Oh. Sleepover gang, and we took it all out together.
We won together.
Did
yes.
you?
Yes. And also rated very highly in the best end of year list, okay? Made the top 10.
Did it?
Oh, my God.
What,
yes.
I think
number 7.
Yes.
Came in at number 7 as the most favourite of all. So no pressure on
that is a lot of pressure.
On Dave and Sam.
It's 2020 now. So
you guys should probably just be, like, really funny. I don't know.
Yeah. Dave, can we start a sleepover club?
Yeah. Well, what was so good about that? Do you remember?
Just killer. Like, we were there. Like,
killer riffs? Were there killer riffs?
Yeah.
Like, jokes? Callbacks? Did you guys do callbacks?
Yeah, we did.
Can you calm the fuck down?
No, I'm just
like,
I just want tips.
Yeah.
You want tips.
I want sheep tits and tips. That me.
All right. Our first game today is called You Can Quote Me On That. In this round, I'll read out a quote from one of you four. It could be from Twitter, Instagram, or even an interview that you've done. If you think you know.
Oh, God, Liv. I was looking around for people who have been interviewed.
If you think you know who said it, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. And tell me. If you get correctly, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person actually said it, they get the point. I mean, you can't buzz in for your own. Poker face is on.
Risky.
Here we go. The next person who says I'm using chopsticks incorrectly can cut this loaf of bread themselves.
Liv.
Yes, Liv.
Is that Sam?
You are correct. Yeah, that is a Sam Peterson original.
That's like a classic sheep tit sort of gag. That's my new catchphrase. It's not going very well. I'm very tired.
I'm going to make you a shirt with it on.
Thank you so much.
Sheep Question tits? Two.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
This is. I should sing it, but I won't. I'll just say it. When I find myself in times of trouble, Juice by Lizzo comes to me, singing words of wisdom, ya, ya, ye.
So
Liam. Yeah, you are right. Yes, it is Liam.
Yeah, yes. I did.
I wish you'd sung that, but anyway.
I don't have the rights for the Beatles song, so I didn't. In parody, I don't want to have to pay Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson estate some money.
He goes over podcast now. Like he's just trolling through everything. Got to get this catch somehow.
Did anyone see Lizzo when she was in town?
No. I have no money. So.
I rode past and saw that she was playing. I didn't even know that until
like
I saw her.
In a little pub? Like saw
no, I saw at the Forum. She played at the Forum.
It was so hard for people to get tickets. So a bunch of my friends were in like group chats together, like all trying to buy them at once.
Yeah.
Like, did you get, like two people we know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was on the pre-sale. It was like 9 a.m. and by 9:01 it was like completely sold out. Yeah.
Like, she's beloved.
She's beloved.
And
she opened her show.
Would that venue be too small for her? Anyway,
maybe.
Cares?
I would say so. Yeah. I don't know why she wasn't at like Margaret Court Arena. I can tell probably why she wasn't there. But like
but something bigger.
Melbourne Arena.
The Exford upstairs. That's a quite a big space.
It's very generous.
Or this podcast room.
Yeah, this would be nice.
Because when the day the tickets came out, I was working at the project and there was no work going on for the first hour and a half of that day because everyone was on the phones or
trying to get tickets.
Yeah.
I love that she said in her Sydney Opera House show, she opened the show by saying, "It's always been a dream to play the flute at the Sydney Opera House."
Absolutely. I love her.
She did. Yeah, it's such a good dream to have. We've all kind of got that dream.
I definitely have that dream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. I get it.
It's not the flute. It's like something different. It's a secret.
Question.
But it's
we might find out hopefully by the end. I don't know.
Question 3. Yes. And welcome to Daddy Helpline.
Sam.
Yes, Sam.
Ray.
No, that was Dave Quirk there.
Oh.
You're so confused
when
about it.
When did I say that?
That was an interview that? You did.
Were you phone hacked?
Oh, the some comedy festival thing. Oh, my God. You're good, Josh. You're very good.
I think it was from Farrago magazine, the Melbourne Uni magazine.
Right.
I think it was like,
and
yes.
You said Daddy.
He is and trolling.
Daddy welcome to Daddy Helpline.
He is trolling.
Hello, Daddy Helpline.
You know it's
I dad you.
Yeah, right.
It's a great soundbite.
And this is before being daddy was cool, I imagine. Being so daddy.
Being so daddy.
That's so daddy.
It was from 2013.
There you go. Ahead of my time.
You are so ahead. That's really impressive.
I have no memory of that.
The interviewer loved you.
Who was it?
I don't know. It was a guy who absolutely
adored
was
me.
Glowing
adored
about you.
Okay, well, there you go. This is going well, this podcast so far.
Yeah, adores daddy.
Who got the point? No one.
You got the point.
You did.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
I don't even know what happened. Did I just buzz in and...
No, Sam buzzed in for Ray.
So you won the point.
No idea what's going on.
It is 12 o'clock on a Sunday. Like,
yeah. Great game.
I think all of us are a bit sleepy.
Yeah.
We're going to crash.
Oh, I've had my 2 hours. I'm fine.
Great.
We've got to get to number 7. I'm real stressed now.
Question 4. If you're in a relationship with a psychiatrist, legally the only way they can end a relationship is by looking at their watch and saying, well, our time's up.
Sam.
Yes, Ray, you're right, yes.
Oh, you knew earlier. You knew it.
Yeah, got you now. Well, you get me, you know me.
I bloody liked that one, I recall. It's my podcast co-host.
I framed it.
I'm fucking on everything he does.
I framed that when you liked it, Liv, and it's on my wall, so just so you know.
Yeah, I know, that's understandable.
Your dad's a psychiatrist, right?
He's a psychologist.
Psychologist, yeah, okay. Yeah, does he end phone conversations? Or saying that's...
Time is up.
Sorry.
That's all we've got time for.
Regimented time with dad. With daddy.
Daddy hotline.
Yeah.
If you want more, you have to call back and request another time slot.
An extension.
I feel so loved. Go for it.
Question 5. Me getting Uber drunk just now, politely asked to use the aux cord, plays the latest episode of my podcast. Yes, Liv.
That would be redown.
That was going to be redown.
Such a retweet.
Me playing Fan Friction in an Uber.
So funny.
Gacked out of my fucking mind. No, it's good. No, just skip. No. Everyone be quiet.
That's so funny. Who was in the Uber when you were doing that?
It was James.
Yeah.
That's your boyfriend.
That's my boyfriend. And then I honestly was so fucked. I can't remember. It was like two other comics.
It wasn't like an Uber pool. It was like
I was trying to play them the baby Rhonda character.
It's a wonderful character that reads.
It's a character and it's just a woman who pretends to be a baby and all she says is, I'm baby Wanda and I love my pussy. And I was
she's 69 years old and she works in accounts.
Yeah, she works in accounts.
Really good at her job. They won't fire
really
her.
Good.
But
is this the same Uber trip that you FaceTimed me in the middle of me doing press? That was the second Uber trip I took that night. I called Liv, FaceTimed them, and I was dressed up like Sabrina from The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. And Liv was doing a press tour with the actual actress
who plays Sabrina
doing,
in the TV
we were
show.
Doing a press junket weekend for Let It Snow, and in the States it's the middle of the day, and we're in between interviews, and I'm like, oh, Ree's calling me.
I'm just like, I've had 5 caps. James is asleep in the Uber. I just wanted to see how you were going, and then it's like the phone just cuts out dead because I've run out of battery, and then I get James's phone. I'm like, it's gone. I don't know what happened. Have a good day.
That's did you show? Like did you turn the phone around and show it to the press junket? Yeah, this is Ree Down from Australia.
Because we were in between interviews with like some of the other actors next to me. I was like, oh, it's just my friend. Just dressed up like
this. This is a typical
great
Australian Uber ride. Yeah.
Next. And then I apologised profusely the next day.
I loved it.
Next question. Breakfast is the most fun meal to eat, but lunch is the most fun meal to say. Dinner is the most fun meal to organise. This ranking Ree is final and I won't be taking questions.
Liv.
Yes, you're correct. Oh. Yes.
And I'm right about that.
I stand by. Agree.
Thank you.
I think breakfast is the best meal to eat.
It's wow the king of meals.
I agree too, actually.
I don't eat breakfast.
Lunch,
neither. But I do.
That explains a lot.
I've said this on the podcast before.
That is very
I'm done with lunch.
You're done with lunch.
Lunch is so boring.
Yeah,
of
same
all the meals, it's the most boring one.
I love to say lunch, though. Lunch.
Brunch. You want to say brunch?
You know what I love to say? Brunch.
Yeah. No. Brunch is fun.
It's fun.
It's fun. No, it is fun. Let's go for brunch.
In that ranking system, the in-between meals have their own shit going on.
Yeah.
Just talking that's about true the big three.
What are you going to say,
yeah,
Dave?
Yeah, fair enough. Is it because lunch gets in the middle of the day? It sort of gets in the way?
It's a salad or a sandwich. It's so boring.
That's
every
for
day
you, Josh.
You have a burger.
I know. I know I could have something more.
Come
but
on.
But who can be bothered?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What about a wrap?
Sorry, Liv. I'm...
I'll have a wrap.
Do you want a
wrap? Do you like wraps? Yeah. Do you want to get you a wrap now? I'll pop out and get you a wrap.
No, don't even worry about wrap. I've got Uber Eats on my
phone. Okay, let's get you a wrap and you can try one. They're very good.
Like a chicken Caesar from McDonald's or?
Question 7.
Okay.
Let's have 5 caps.
New year, new me, I say as I rip off my human flesh and reveal my slimy slug body. Bring on 2020, I slurp.
Sam.
Yes, Liv.
Ree.
Yeah, you're right.
That is a tweet I wrote while still high as fuck at about 3 p.m. in the afternoon, the day after New Year's.
When the word slug came up, I was like, damn it, I got it.
Literally sitting at fucking lawn bowls.
At lawn
James
bowls?
Really? Made me go to lawn bowls with his friends who were in Brisbane, and I was really mad. And I was like, what about this tweet?
Were you not playing lawn bowls?
No, I didn't play any lawn bowls.
Just tweeting about slugs.
I was just like, when will
this
I not be high?
It's a great
but I
question
felt, but because it was caps, I did feel really skinny. So I hadn't eaten in a while.
Okay.
Looked pretty good.
Question.
Ree, for God's sake. Okay.
8.
I don't have a reputation to protect, Liv.
FYI.
I don't give a fuck.
Fun thing to do is to tell your barista your name is Fire when you get your coffee. And when they yell it out a few times, you'll have the entire
Ree
cafe to yourself. Yes, Ree.
Sam.
You are correct. Yes, it was one there.
I'm bad fucking on to you.
You get
also
me.
Also, I don't
pay any attention to anyone.
You don't like. You don't have Twitter, though. And a lot of these tweets.
I do. I'm on there. I just haven't tweeted in about 4 years. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you go on there a lot, though?
No.
Do you follow Ree?
Well, there you go.
I get the emails saying,
please come back.
Yeah, yeah.
Please come back.
I should just take it off, really, shouldn't I?
Is it happening? Is it good?
What do you
want to do? What do you want, David?
You say it's good?
It depends on what you're after.
A Nazi called me.
I got on there because a woman I was seeing in America told me, you should use this for your career. And I was like, yes, you're bloody well right. And then that relationship went to all hell.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I was just like, what is this piece of shit website about? Is it a website?
Do you even call
that?
Yeah. An app and a website.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
A Nazi called me fat yesterday, so on Twitter. So it's like pretty good.
Who
it's
did?
A, it's a pretty
a
good
a pretty good time on it.
It's
Nazi.
A really good website. Yeah.
That's nice. Nazis are very judgy.
Yeah. I was like, stop fat shaming me, you fucking Nazi. He had two followers though, pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. You really took
if
him
you
down.
Stan Hitler. That was like the one thing he was good at.
What was his name?
Getting people to Fradlick Wumpump.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds right. Checks out.
Fucking
question. I'm going to follow him right now.
Yeah, he's hot.
Question 9. You can never finish the chips and dips simultaneously. Can't be done. The shampoo and conditioner of food.
Ree.
Yes, Ree.
Liv.
You are correct. Yeah, another one there for Ree. Killing it. I think I like this. I actually think I joined in with this.
Yeah, you did. It was a good riff.
Because someone, I think maybe Ben Vanel.
It was Ben Vanel, yeah.
Who finishes his... like shampoo before the conditioner? I was like, that is crazy talk.
Yeah, yeah, that's how's he doing that?
Well, I think he did the other way around, actually, because conditioner is the one that's supposed to last longer because you use less of it.
I always run out of conditioner.
Yeah, I'm the same.
I always use way more conditioner than shampoo.
Yeah. Okay, that's own shampoo. Wrong. That's wrong.
Is it wrong to want shiny, gorgeous, glossy hair?
100%. Good on you, Ree, for saying that.
Ree, I sometimes just put conditioner in my hair, but no shampoo.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, what is that about?
I don't even.
I have dry hair, so I want to make it nice. Yeah, I want to give it some life.
I have a lot of hair, and it's easy to brush.
Greatest
conversation. I have
conditioner in it. Yeah. My hair's dry. I chlorinate my hair.
I will not be silenced on this issue.
I don't even use conditioner, and like judge me if you want. But my girlfriend has lovely hair, but she always goes through the shampoo. The shampoo is always lighter and finished before the.
Yeah, because you only need a little bit of conditioner on your ends.
I don't even know what conditioner does. I don't know where I am or what this is.
Shampoo tends to strip the hair of natural oils. Conditioner like puts them back.
Oh, fuck it.
See, my thing with shampoo is it's only for the actual head, your scalp, your hair.
No, it's also for your hair.
Is it? Well, short hair. No, no, no.
This is controversial. I can see what I'm tapping out. I don't want to be involved.
I could talk about hair for the whole
hour. Okay.
I literally cannot brush my hair after I get out of the shower if I don't put a heap of conditioner in it.
Yeah. All right.
And I won't be silenced.
No, you can say that. That's fine.
Let's get off this trivial topic and onto something.
I just cut that out.
Important. Here we go.
All right, let's go.
Our last question for the round. I absolutely fuck.
Oh, Liv.
Yes, Liv.
Ree.
Yeah, you're right.
Was that all you wrote?
No, it was quote tweeting. Someone.
At least say something.
Just out of nowhere.
Say something that sounds like a lie but is absolutely true.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was sharing really genuine stories. Yeah. And that's my truth.
That is genuine.
Yeah, yeah. It is genuine.
Speak that's your truth. My truth.
Yeah.
And I do absolutely fuck.
Yeah. We get it. We know.
Full stop.
So if you want to follow me, know that.
All right, at the end of that round, the first round, the scores are Sam, 0 points.
Thank you so much. It's great to play along. I just love to play.
Beating you, Sam, is radical, I reckon, because I've done nothing.
David Quirk on 1 point.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, you've done nothing.
Liv Hewson on 4 points. But on 5 points, we have Ree down.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, Rhiannon.
Me and Liv are always going to be 1 point.
Yeah,
this is how friendship works.
Yeah, okay.
Now, this round.
And it'll always be a zero.
Number 7 2020 podcast, this one coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Now,
coming
this
up.
Round.
That conditioner talk.
We are family. Now, we all have family. Sometimes that's good. Sure. Sometimes that's not so good.
Yeah.
And in this round, we meet a family and share a story they probably don't want us to. And today, we're meeting the Earls, in fact, I should say the Besters, my mum's side of the family, and my grandmother. Now, when I was 5 years old, something happened to me as I was playing in nature that has affected the way I interact with this nature ever since. Ooh. But what was it? Is it A, I hate algae because when our family was holidaying in a place called Eugenana, the pool attached to the quarry there was covered completely in algae. My grandmother lured me down to look closely at it when my uncle, her son, emerged from underneath it looking like a giant green monster as my grandmother pushed me in and he grabbed me into the pool.
Oh, my God. Wow. I feel traumatized.
That's terrifying.
Was it B?
I have nightmares tonight.
I was playing cricket at a family barbecue when I retrieved the ball from underneath a fern and had a tick burrow itself into my head. A couple of hours later, my grandmother felt it as she was saying goodnight to me and then grabbed me super tight, didn't say anything, got her lighter and burned it out of my head, singeing all the hair around it. Or was it C?
Oh, my God.
All of the above.
I was at a place called Helier Beach Swimming when I got stung on the back by a jellyfish. My grandma had heard that you need to piss on it. So as a 5-year-old, she made me lie on my stomach on the sand while she, with a towel wrapped around her, squatted down and pissed on my back. Now, one of these is true.
One of these
You can ask me as many questions.
One of those is true for me too.
Yeah.
But bear in mind, I don't want you to get the points.
They're all true.
Because I want
to
get the points.
Wait, you can get points
I can win this game, okay?
Oh, my God. What happens if you win?
I walk away with 4 points.
Oh, okay, right.
Okay, so, huge. I mean, I've already beat you.
So you don't have to.
Technically, yes.
You can lose, points in the last round.
So do we buzz in still?
Don't threaten me.
Can I have one of your points?
You can ask me as many questions as you want.
Now, I have a question.
Yes.
If your grandmother burned your hair off with a lighter without asking, what did your parents have to say about that the next day?
They were in the room.
They were in.
Oh, they saw the whole thing.
No, I wasn't in bed. I was saying goodnight to everyone.
Oh, I see.
I was kissing everyone goodnight, and she was like, goodnight, and felt my hair and felt a tick and just went, and because she smoked, she always had a lighter on her, burned it out.
And what did the rest of your family have to say about that?
They were fine. They knew that's what you do with ticks.
Just no anaesthetic, just bang, bang, bang. Just set the child's head on fire.
Pull the tick out.
You know, that absolutely makes heaps of sense. But what about, I imagine this led to a chronic use of conditioner as well.
Oh, because, yeah, you know, of course.
Well, I don't like ferns.
This
I don't
is
like
a difference.
Being in. I don't like being in nature. I don't like walking under trees.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah, okay. How big is a tick?
Tiny.
And she felt it?
She felt. I had a very.
They like burrow in a little bit.
I had a shaved head because my dad took me to the hairdressers.
Were you a skinhead?
I was for this stage because I wanted.
Do you hate people of colour?
No.
Great question, Ray.
Well, here we go. I wanted to look like Mr. T.
Really?
So I wanted a mohawk.
And my dad said, you're not having a mohawk, but we can shave your head.
You're not having a mohawk.
And I came back home and my mum got very, very upset with my dad because she shaved up all my hair.
That story is true. Do I get a point for that?
Oh, the Mr. T story. Absolutely true.
Yeah.
So I get a point?
Could I actually take Ray's point for that?
Okay.
Okay.
Is that the end of how the game works?
More to ask.
Wow, okay.
No, that's interesting. Just the Mr. T story is what I'm concerning is true.
Oh, yeah, great, great, great. Possible scenarios here.
Yeah.
So there's the tick, the jellyfish, and the algae.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm having trouble believing the jellyfish one.
How long ago did the jellyfish one happen?
How old were you? I was all 5 years old. 5 years old. In every scenario.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting about that.
Well, I think that's a likely thing that does happen to people.
Horrific I think it's
as it might
too
be.
Common.
Well, yes, there's that, isn't there? The other one is the first one, Uncle Algae, as we call him.
Yeah.
Uncle Johnny.
I've started calling
him
that.
How long's he underwater for before he just decides he can't see through and yet.
No, but there's.
What kind of.
Is this going to pay off?
This uncle and auntie have that they just knew.
So there was a quarry. And the timing. There was a quarry that was filled with water. So it was like a lake.
Right.
And then there was a little pool next to that.
Yeah.
Because the water rushed in from the lake, but it was in there not moving. So it was stagnant water. So you get that green algae over it. So he saw Grandma take me down there and then kind
of. So you're already there. He wasn't just waiting.
No. And he was in the quarry and then Grandma kind of.
He's not Aquaman.
Turned me around and then he slid in.
We don't know.
He slid in over the thing, came up,
and then just appeared, big green monster. And then she pushed me and he dragged me in.
Think I believe that one the most, to be honest.
Well, yeah, weirdly me too. I'm so fucked up.
Well, and also, algae is really common in, like, Burley Griffin in the summer, and it's gross, and I also don't like it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I sympathise.
What kind of mental... How is this auntie?
No, my grandma did
Grandma?
This. Yes.
That's how she'd treat her. She'd just, like, push... You know what I mean?
Yeah. Put you in front as a shield.
But she knows that like it's a joke and like that's a safe person. That's a relative.
The only thing I'm having a hard time believing is that kind of behaviour coming from.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You, you look down on that.
Have you ever seen the way most grandparents deal with their kids?
It's just pure love. The behavioural options we have are like pushing prank, burning his head with a lighter or pissing on his back.
Oh yeah,
I'm a bit worried about your
family at the moment. Squat pissing.
So like of those three, I think the most familial is the push prank.
And this is traumatized you
for life. I think
it's
familial to burn someone's scalp to get a lice out.
It's
Well, I just feel like that she would have been like, "Oh, darling, you've got a tick."
Yeah,
maybe she want to freak
can
out.
Can I burn it?
Yeah.
Can I? Yeah.
Can
put
I
this
please?
Fire?
Yeah, near
to
your head.
Your
this
skull.
Is amazing. Yes. They rationale is very good.
Thank you. And I might be wrong.
It goes a long way that I'd forgotten about the squatting pissing because I'm like, "Oh, jellyfish." Of course, that's got to be true. But no, yeah, you're right.
So that one was a Halley Beach, the squatting piss. And so it was my grandmother's boyfriend, Joe the Butcher, and he had a shack down Halley Beach.
How many people has he killed?
what happened to you? Why did she have a boyfriend? What happened to her first husband?
We don't need to get into this. We don't need to. If you don't want to talk about Josh.
Her husband, so my mum's dad, died when my mum was 10.
They say they look up and to the left when they're lying.
Oh, that was true. That is the truth.
Oh, I saw you lying.
Yeah. But she had a boyfriend. But we didn't, as kids, we didn't know it was the boyfriend. We just thought it was grandma's
Josh's
friend.
Josh's grandpa is not dead.
Later on.
Grandma's friend.
Grandma's friend.
Grandma's
friend. Yeah. Who one Christmas gave her jewelry and everyone was like, ooh, he's going to pop the question.
Yeah, yeah.
And
she was okay, like, great.
She's like, no, he just fucks me.
But he was there. He was there too. And he refused to piss on my back.
Good on him.
That's so
I reckon.
Good. Yeah. There's probably a lot.
So she got
a lot to get to know someone.
So she wrapped a towel
around her waist.
She wrapped a towel around her waist.
Around her waist and then squatted on the beach, pissed on my back while I was in my stomach. Yeah.
Okay. I'm really
but
sorry. He's a good liar. He's actually a good storyteller.
Yeah.
Good liar.
Still stings. That we on the jellyfish sting, not true. It still stings a lot.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't work. But I think it's. Is it not common knowledge that that's not?
Yeah, don't they use vinegar now?
Well, this was 1987.
So people would have thought the piss worked.
Yeah, someone offered to piss on me in Malaysia.
Same.
Yep. So that's all I'm going to
no
say.
Injury,
that story.
No injury.
No, I was in my hotel room.
I still think the algae one is true.
Yeah.
But what do you guys think?
What's the middle? Sorry,
you can all guess independently. You don't.
The middle one is the tick.
I'm going to go the tick. I think I'm going to go the tick.
So Sam's locking in B, the tick.
I'm going to lock in.
I've got nothing to lose. I'm on 0 points.
Liv is locking in A.
Locking in Uncle Algie.
Yeah, I'm going to lock in A too.
A, the Algie. David Quirk, what do you think?
Jellyfish, you want to go with me? Who do you want to go with?
They're all a bit wrong.
Yeah.
But
that's true.
But that's not the question. But that's
between the cruelty of the grandmother and all the stories. And
it's going to hurt you no matter what, I think.
The pleasure of the pissing and the pushing and the
I don't think she took pleasure in the burning. Pissing.
Well, you've got to remember that.
I think they're all true and they all happen when he was five.
Only one of these things happened. So she's not a monster.
Yeah.
fuck. I'll say
your grandma should never listen. Just David Quirk being like, "What a fucking piece of shit" the whole time.
Yeah. No, well then the least piece of shit grandma story is well, but they also it's an act of kindness, the burning.
That's true.
You're gonna say B.
I'll say B. Fuck.
The correct answer was B.
I'm on one point.
Sam and a point there for Dave.
Oh, wow.
Tick. Two for me. Yeah, tick.
The tick.
Tick was true.
So I had.
Fuck. That's actually so serious.
I had a.
You're a very good liar, Josh.
Thanks.
It's
almost like he does a podcast.
Yeah. All about weekly. This and thinks about it.
But it was. Yeah. She actually just grabbed me, held me down. No, hey, Josh, you've got a tick. We're going to do this. Like how I would speak to my kids, like say they're getting a vaccination or something like that. It's like, okay, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
It's going
to
hurt for a bit, but you'll be fine and you don't have to look. But yeah, it was just like grab, light her out.
And you'll feel better.
Like held her, like she's lighting a cigarette.
Yeah, so she said, you've got a tick. Drag me down. My mum came over as well.
It buried under the skin at this point?
It was, half of it was out.
Ugh.
And so that's why you can't just pull them out because then apparently they can.
They bury further.
Yeah. And they can release parts of their body so that they can escape.
Yeah, it's bad for your blood.
Yeah, and so.
Especially near your brain.
Yeah. And so it came out and then they showed me and so I was like, all right, off to bed. No night.
Mm. I would kind of appreciate that because then I'm not thinking about it and like I don't like waiting for something to happen to me. I would rather someone just do it.
Do it straight away.
I also had a tick in my scalp once when I was a kid. Yeah, I used to do martial arts and we had like a camp near Bateman's Bay and a tick fell on my head on a bushwalk from a tree.
Yep.
I didn't notice until after the walk.
And you also
can just bury without you realizing.
Yeah. You were on the right track as well. The algae story is semi-true, but my grandma didn't push me in. So that was like I just stood there while he emerged as this big green monster.
I think that's cheating.
Yeah,
that's
you know what?
You get half a point.
It did lead to a fear of algae, obviously.
Yeah, I don't like algae. But who does?
That's fair.
That's well said.
The push person. All right, and then around the scores are Sam on 1 point.
Oh my god.
Dave on 2 points. Me, I'm on 2 points. Liv is on 4 points, but in the lead on 5 points, it's redown.
Oh my goodness. Congratulations, Ray.
Thank
That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Shut up.
Dave and I didn't know whether to clap or not.
Yeah.
This
we're ready. It's not the end of the game. I'm not fucking clapping. No.
This round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. Now, in this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah.
Ooh.
Point if you get correctly. A point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So you can ask them as many questions you want.
Mm.
Bear in mind, they want your point.
Of course I do.
So, to Dave. Liv, at a very early job of theirs, wore out their shoes. So they picked up some gaffer tape and just gaffered their shoes up. Liv continued to wear these gaffer boots for about a month. Yeah or nah?
What was the job? I'm sorry. What was it?
I didn't say that. That's a good question.
An early job in high school?
Yeah. I was in high school. I worked as a lighting tech in a theatre.
Yes. yes,
you did. Correct.
True.
No, checks out.
It does check out. Were they falling apart? Did I not hear some of them?
No.
It was such a brief.
No, you heard the whole thing. I just had like bad shoes and like I thought it was kind of punk.
There's nothing unusual about this story at all as far as I'm concerned. I think good on you. Good initiative.
Mm-hmm.
God bless. No,
I'd like to lock that in as my answer.
God bless. Can I say God bless?
How old were you?
Maybe like 15, 16.
Yeah. And so was it like a, not an apprenticeship, but were you being paid like a proper wage at that age?
Yeah, it was my first job.
Your first job? Yeah, well, do you remember the hours you'd do? Were you doing it after school? Weekends?
Sometimes. It was like a little bit of a mix of both. Sometimes it'd be nights, sometimes it'd be weekend days.
It's clearly a lie, isn't it? All of a sudden.
All of a sudden. The hours is what got you.
Yeah, it's just like, this is absolute bullshit. I'm going to say it's bullshit. I don't know why.
You are incorrect. It was true.
Ah, gotcha.
gotcha. Never live.
I'm an actor.
Yes, you got me. You got me good.
How come you didn't just buy new shoes?
Because I thought I was being really cool.
Okay.
It's punk.
I also just thought if there's something wrong, just tape them up.
Like, yeah, it was part of, and but also in my head, it was like part of the sort of like aesthetic of like doing physical labor, like a carabiner on my belt, like my shoes made out of tape. I was like, I'm very cool.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go have a dart out the back.
Like, yeah, you look back, cool. You look back at that now, you're like, oh no, I was gay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I was just like.
I do think, though.
That was the moment.
So much of our teens and early 20s is just playing dress-ups.
Yeah, that's totally.
I am the anarchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, to live. Sam, at the age of 16, was entered into a swimming event for athletes with disabilities, even though Sam does not have a disability. Yeah or nah?
Well, you do swim.
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You do swim. You, you mentioned it earlier.
Always mentioning, always bragging about it.
What was the event?
What was the event? Mm-hmm. It was a butterfly event. Mm-hmm. So swimming, like, yeah, I was a butterfly champ. And I'm just bragging now. Don't do it in a public pool because you look like an absolute wanker.
It's the hardest stroke.
The hardest stroke.
But, it's very difficult.
Very difficult, yep. Anyway, I don't want to get into it too much. But, yeah, it is a really hard stroke to do and not a lot of people can do it well.
No.
So,
but
anyway, I don't want to get into it. But, yeah, so it was...
About swimming, because I think we need to streamline the Olympics. And I think we need to get rid of some of these swimming events. Why not just have the one you can do the fastest?
Yeah.
Like in running.
If you're good at breaststroke.
They don't do like hopping. Hopping. Yeah. Who's the fastest hopper in the
That's
world?
That's a good point. Yeah. That's actually a really
but
good
we
point.
Do stuff like hurdles. Like, you know, there are different
running and jumping is a skill.
Yeah.
So you just, are you
butterfly
cutting this
swimming
for time?
Is not a skill.
What if there was
oh
like
my
a,
goodness.
There was
wow,
a
that was my
race.
That was no, my childhood,
it,
Josh.
It's very much skillful, but if a shark's in the water chasing you, you're not going to go, I'm going to butterfly. You're going to swim as fast as you can.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not just about like speed. It's also about form. And you know, the Olympics is not just about like expediency. It's about like shape and
no, but I think Josh is saying that in running, so it is just however you can get
however
to the finish line. It can be a style or something.
I do butterfly
like.
When
Michael,
I run.
Michael Phelps, who is the greatest swimmer of all time, 28 medals.
Yes.
Usain Bolt, the greatest runner of all time, 5 medals.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
No. That's a medal.
Do you think it's fair? Is it fair? David, do you think it's fair?
Let's streamline.
I've never thought about it ever in my life. Yeah.
Honestly.
I'm quite passionate about this.
Get rid of a couple of them. I've been trying to get the Olympics to put in how many times I can hit the whoa.
Whoa?
As in a minute,
David. The woe is.
I've been trying to get that.
As an
the woe event. I'm trying to get that.
Who are you contacting? Just emailing.
I'm just emailing
Olympics at hotmail.com. Yeah,
everyone.
That sort of stuff. Yeah.
Everyone. Everyone. .com. .gov. .uk.
Yeah, great.
SR.
Oh, you'll get there.
You know.
Yeah. I'm going to ask Sam some more questions.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sorry.
All right, fine.
So, GIS swimming, and it was a state. It was going to state, and I was in the butterfly relay.
Okay, and how many people were on the relay team with you?
In the disabled swimming, swimming race,
mm-hmm.
there were three of us.
Yes,
but in the regular relay, which I was also in,
you were also
there
in.
I was also in. There were 10 of us.
Okay, and how do you think this happened? was there an administrative mix up? Like, what, did they not?
So
like, what happened?
So I've got facial palsy. Was born with facial palsy,
mm-hmm.
and so at one point the coach wanted to get more points for his club.
Uh-huh.
So he decided to also enter me into the disabled swimming race.
So it was like he was trying to game the system.
He was trying to game, and he's like, we can do this, we can get more points.
With your facial
fuck the disabled.
And were you consulted about that?
No. So then I got called up for the net over the speaker.
Yeah.
And I rocked up and there was a kid with Down syndrome and a kid with one arm and it was just us racing.
Yeah.
I won. But it was I did another lap because it was just so good. But it
you were so far out in front.
Oh, God, so quick. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So the coach.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Well,
huge.
Listen.
Is he allowed to do that?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so at all.
I don't think that's...
Did this coach get in trouble?
He did, yes.
Okay.
He got in a lot of trouble for it because I got the medal.
Did you get in trouble for it?
No, I didn't get in trouble
because
for
you
it.
Didn't know.
I didn't register for it. So
you're just like a race is a race.
A race is a race. I'll smash it.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta get that butterfly out.
I think this is egregious, but I think it's true.
You are correct. This is a true story. Yeah, that's point of belief.
That is fucked.
A gorgeous story. I had to have a meeting with the coach the next day because he had to come to the house and apologise to my mum. Because it's like, it's quite traumatizing when you're like 16 years old and then 16 or 17 or about that. And then I woke up the next day and the coach is there and he goes, sorry for calling you disabled. And my mum went, say it again.
Oh, wow.
Sorry for saying you were disabled.
How old were you when this happened?
16. Yeah, 16. It was between 16 and 17. Yeah.
That's so full on.
So bad. And so bad when you're like, you look out and say it again. But you look out and there's like the two people you're competing against. And my whole club were looking at me differently. Like, what the fuck is going on over there?
Do you think he was like going around the class just like looking? He's like, oh, he has facial pores.
Yeah, this it'll be fine. Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt that he can swim like a motherfucker.
Yeah. I was like the most disabled on our swimming team. So he went, hey, looks, let's just check out. No, he looks the most disabled. Let's put him in it. And just to get more points.
That's crazy.
It was so bad. And our club completely got disqualified in the end.
I feel like a lot of people hate their PE teachers. Nothing gives me more joy than the idea of a PE teacher having to come to my house
to talk to my mum.
Apologize. And having my mum be like, you say can say again. That again.
It's my mum over a Prosecco.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. A bit louder, please.
Over a Prosecco?
Yeah. Mum's mad for the Prosecco.
That is amazing.
All right, down to Sam. Now, Ree has currently caused a rift in her family due to the fact that her auntie keeps posting anti-vax memes and trying to convince Ree's mum about the dangers of Western medicine. Ree tried to teach her mum over the phone how to unfollow someone on Facebook, but her mum accidentally unfriended her. Her auntie found out, and now all hell is broken loose. Yeah or nah?
That's brilliant. Yeah. Whether that's true or not, that's
that
just
is great.
Bold.
Your mum is, I think, a little bit tech savvy. I think she. I've got. Well,
one time she posted Jared's bill on her Instagram stories page. My brother's bill. Like she tried to send it to him on a messenger, and she posted it onto Instagram stories with like their address and all of their information.
That's quite savvy. So
yeah, that's
savvy.
Very
yeah,
savvy.
It's quite good.
She said, I'm trying to do a GoFundMe to everyone. Yeah.
So Sherelle, is she quite close with? With your auntie? Like, are they?
Not like close, but like the family. I can't even remember if I've told you this. They went through a bit of a riff.
Right.
Now everyone's kind of coming back together.
Yeah, okay.
But there's still tension because, when great-grandpa died and the will and all that shit.
Right.
And then everyone's re-added each other back onto Facebook over the past couple of months.
Yeah.
But then has been posting bunch of anti-vax shit.
Right. And are you you're friends with her on Facebook?
I'm not friends with her.
No.
She can get fucked.
Right. I wonder if you're interacting with her or you're ever commenting on it or anything.
No, because... Because of all the drama already, I was like, ah, fuck off.
Yeah, right.
And mum's trying to make peace with everyone.
Yeah, okay.
And so she was like, she doesn't want to unfriend because tension's already high.
Yeah, sure.
And she was like, can you tell me how to do it?
Yeah.
I'm not unfriend, I'll like mute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I was like telling her and then she fucking unfriended.
And what happened straight away? Did I'll notice straight away?
Well, mum didn't know what to do because she was like, should I just send her a friend request? And it's like, but that already happened a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And so mum doesn't know what to do. So we've just left it.
Just left it?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's always good. Just leave it and walk away.
Well, some people don't notice.
Yeah.
To be fair.
That's true.
Yeah.
Unless you're searching them.
Also, how is all hell broken loose?
So has told. Stop saying
your name.
It's such a good name, though.
Blah, blah, blah has told her mum.
Yeah.
And then her mum's had a go at my mum's mum.
Right.
And those two were already fucking fighting.
Yeah, wow.
And so now there's all this fucking drama.
Yeah.
Because we left it. And then.
The unfriending.
Went to go into mum's page to like see something because someone was like, oh, did you see post?
Yeah.
Right. Honestly, it's fucking exhausting.
Are they all up in Queensland?
I shouldn't have sent it to Josh because it's actually annoying to explain, especially this is more of a fun brunch story.
Yeah, this is a brunch story with the girls.
Where you can tell people's names and stuff like that.
I'm going to say it's not true.
You are correct. Yes, well done. Point there.
Because I know Reid, I think she's the best talker ever. And I was just watching her going, trying to explain all of that.
She's working so hard.
But
here's the thing, though. A lot of that is true.
Yeah,
so I still need to beep out the name?
Nah, fuck it. I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
There's no surname.
You don't care.
All right. Nah. Guys, Rochelle, you can absolutely eat it.
You're listening, Rochelle?
You know what you did.
This is the second time that one of you has told a story that's mostly true, and I think that's cheating.
Oh, no.
That's how the game's played.
It's not true that there was an anti-vaxxer my mum unfriended. There was a huge riff in my family that broke us up.
Are you saying?
That's the thing that's I'm comfortable
sharing. Have you gone full comedy and started saying riff instead of rift?
Rift. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got full comedy now.
Full,
I don't know if you know that.
Full
you know, there's been a big yarn in my family.
Full
they're
rift.
All riffing so hard at the moment.
Yeah.
Really exciting.
To Ree. Now, when Dave was a child, his family had a system where if the kids wanted to be picked up from somewhere, they would call the home phone by using a payphone, let it ring three times, and then just hang up. This way they could save 40 cents.
Yeah.
Dave would prank his parents if his sister was at a party by making the home phone ring three times about 2 hours before her curfew. Her parents would drive to get her, and then she would come back super angry because she was made to leave the party early. Yeah or nah?
I didn't even follow that.
All right, so what we do, there used to be a thing in in the 80s and 90s called payphones.
No, I remember I used them. Yeah. I used them for a little bit.
And you could call.
For the tail end.
Put 40 cents in, yeah. Call. And if they didn't hang up,
a local call,
yeah. you'd get your money back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
or you could put no money in and it would, until they picked up, you could do that as well. Like, does that make sense?
You didn't put money in at all.
No, you could just dial a number, at least in my memory of being young in the 90s, certainly, and it would, as soon as it picked up, it would cut out.
Right.
Which was kind of amazing that you could do
that. Yeah, that's true. Was it before, like, reverse call? You know, the reverse charges? What was that?
Yeah, but that still cost you money to the home phone.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah,
you just reverse the charges.
Yeah.
Why would you do that to your sister?
That's the whole thing.
Oh, because she was much older. Like, she's literally more than 10 years older than me, and I was just a little prick and didn't realise how sort of serious it was to make my parents do that, drive to pick her up. But, yeah, I'd do that. I only did it once or twice.
Would they come back home and wait until her curfew was actually officially finished?
No, sometimes I was so sort of
annoyed,
angry, and they thought she was lying and the curfew time got confused and so they sort of forced her to come home at least once. True story, yeah. But, no, sometimes they'd be like, she would just explain that she never made the call. Someone else did, you know. Etc.
Did
someone else muster?
Did they ever find out it was you?
Yeah. After about the third time, I admitted I was doing it.
You admitted?
Well, I once smoked my first. Well, I never smoked a cigarette, but I remember my cousin. We found this. This is an example of my mindset when I was young and just what an absolute loser. I puffed on a cigarette. We found these cigarettes in my. This is another story, obviously, but just about why I would admit something.
Yeah.
My friends in Bright, near my hometown, they owned the taxi service. They found a pack of cigarettes in the back. Aaron found a pack of cigarettes. He said, let's go up to the cubby and smoke these. I'm like, I was 10 probably. I don't know anything about this. I don't know. I had a puff. I remember coughing like crazy. The next day I came and told my mum that I puffed on a cigarette. I was crying and stuff. And she was like, it's okay. Like, you little idiot. Like, my cousin smokes to this day.
Really?
Yeah, he got right into it.
But he's always crying. All the time,
never crying. My point is that I would do shit like that when I felt bad about something.
And did you did feel bad about it?
Yeah, because I knew like what I was doing was uncool, forcing my parents to do that.
So my cousin once got caught smoking by his dad, and his dad said, "Right, I'll teach you," and made him smoke the entire packet. And this was 11, and like, he fucking loved it. And his dad had to stop him halfway. All right, you're not doing it.
He loved it.
And age 6 to 13, when you say, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to own a cigar factory. That's all he was doing.
Wow.
Still smokes.
Not a lot of profit. He'd be smoking all of them.
Just living that tobacco life.
Oh, God.
We're down by $2 million. We are going bankrupt.
We're going to sell some.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, the chimney's always working there. It's just him sitting in his office. I'm going to say true.
This is a lie.
Really?
It was all made up.
It's a big
point
fat
there
one.
For Dave.
I can't believe you would lie to me.
I'm sorry.
I lied to you.
It was his story.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's making me admit that I'm the biggest. You made it sound like to me when I read it, like the whole family's what cheapskates. Like you can always save money and just do the three call. Is it really?
Yeah, we used to do every single Friday night from the basketball, ring up three times.
So it is true.
Yeah, but
it's just not.
No, but I wouldn't make someone come home.
I'm getting so mad about this. You taught me a half truth.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm out of here.
It's
mostly
true.
It's always like it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
True.
You know, it's like it's true somewhere. All this.
Right, at the end of the round, the scores are Sam on 2 points. Oh, I am still on 2 points. Dave on 3 points. Ree on 5 points. We have a new leader. It's Liv Houston.
Oh my goodness. That's so exciting.
All right, this is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about you four. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You get a point if you get it right. A point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points.
I feel scared.
I'm going to go back down to zero. Are you scared? Don't be scared.
You cannot buzz in for your own ones. First question is this one. Who was once in a play where they had to improvise their lines every night because their co-star was too drunk to stick to the script?
Ree.
Yes, Ree.
David Quirk?
No, it was Sam Peterson.
You in a play? Ooh. Shake me my and, hand.
Me
That's
and,
great.
Don't need to bleep this out. Fiona O'Loughlin were in a play together.
All right.
And, and could not remember a fucking line.
But
and...
someone's not thinking kid, like you were a kid.
Yeah, with my mum in Prosecco.
That's really full on.
Yeah, real full on. And it was like every night doing a play and she had to know the next line and she just couldn't remember anything. Yeah. And I would basically, all my job was, which was to cue her to go. And then maybe something else could happen with driveways. Oh, well, and then she'd get up and really overact it. It would have been great to film. I really wish I filmed it. It was great.
Oh, man.
In my third year, like, so when I was graduating my performing arts degree,
yeah,
I had a very small role, but pivotal role in the, like, play.
Yeah.
And the lead on one of the nights just went straight to the end of my scene. He just completely forgot.
Oh, my God.
I came on, said my line. He went to the last line. I was like, all right, and said, and then walked off, and that was it. I had two lines in the entire thing, which was it was only
just ruined.
Like, it was really two pages of dialogue.
Yeah,
but
and
pivotal.
Then,
pivotal. Did it sort of the story. Ruin the rest of the story?
I don't think people really cared. People just wanted to see their child in the
You know
the
what, Josh? You cared.
I'm still,
that
I'm really still caring.
I can tell. I can see the pain in your eyes.
The theatre cares.
And so it was the play was called Timon of Athens.
Plug in.
And I played a very young boy in it.
But are you plugging this?
In the end.
Festival?
But in the end, so there's like it's all about Helen of Troy and stuff like that. And then the last scene is me kissing Helen of Troy, and that's how it ends. And it was like this big kind of thing. And
right,
then,
but if your scene wasn't there, that doesn't make
that
sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
Like, why is she kissing this boy?
Why is the character that did two lines get this massive kiss scene with the lead?
And it was my flatmate who I had to kiss, and it was the most awkward thing ever had to do. We both had partners at the time just going, oh, we have to do this.
What, you're using tongue or something?
No.
Full tongue there.
It's just like, weird to go, all right.
I'll smooch
anyone. Are you using tongue?
No tongues, obviously.
Question two, who, when they're riding their bike, grabs onto passing cars as they're going past just so they don't have to ride uphill?
Sam.
Reed.
Yes, Sam.
David.
You are correct. Yes, point there for Sam, yes.
Thanks so much.
Who rides a bike?
Yeah, I know.
I showed up on a bike twice.
Do you ever get anyone angry that you're holding onto their car?
Sometimes people toot behind you. Yeah, they're like, it's funny that they would toot because obviously it's dangerous. But second,
it's funny though.
But second, it's like, it's not their business. Like to me, you know, it's like if they're sort of, I feel like people are envious of the freedom that I have to grab the you know, the other bike. You can't do that. It's like
it's like yes, I can.
It's kind of the simple thing of like when people, we're the only country in the world, as far as I know, that has the bicycle helmet law.
Yes,
and everywhere else, Europe, America, you name it, North America, and people. I've seen people lose their minds if someone doesn't wear a helmet. And it's like, for what reason? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like
it's not on you.
It's my skull that gets fucked.
Yeah.
Well then.
Yeah.
How long do you do it for? Like, how long do you hold on for?
Well, it's only if you go up a hill.
3 kilometres.
It's like, wherever you're going, I'm going.
Yeah.
Take me wherever.
Sometimes they do that thing. Have you seen Goonies?
Yes.
When they grab onto him and like the guys, the bullies grab onto this. It doesn't matter.
And he can't
watch it. Watch it. That's a good speed up. That's what you don't want.
That's what Quirk's plugging at the end of this podcast.
Guys, watch Goonies.
Guys, go watch Goonies.
Next question. Who got their friend to tattoo them, but then they got it professionally tattooed over because it was so shit?
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Oh, was I?
Okay. I heard Dave.
Oh, yeah, you go.
Thank you. It's got to be Rio? Yeah.
You are correct, yes. Yeah. A point there for Dave.
Rio.
Yeah, James
when
the star sign.
What was it? Smells at me, I go
star sign. It's going to be Rio, I think.
It's James's star sign.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But it was so
I have
bad.
I have it tattooed over. I went to Cairns the next day in docks with over a fresh tattoo.
Oh, wow. No,
which means it just takes the scab off completely. Looked so fucking bad. It's just a little Taurus sign, little circle with little horns.
Yeah.
Which went, none of it's done even. It's just, it's so
what'd you
bad.
What did you get in place of it?
I have a, like a
we're going to see it.
Tiniest tattoo.
If you don't want to show us where you don't
look
have
how big
to
the
big
tattoo
old rose.
Is.
Oh, wow.
It's a large
flower.
It's
nice though, a lovely flower.
You can kind of see that. That's a tattoo original. That's the size
that's a good cover up, as they say.
That's the size of a 5-cent piece. It's
what
now,
about, wait, how long ago was this?
It's size of like a tennis ball.
5-cent piece, yeah, it gets huge. I've got a huge
how long ago, Rick?
Probably would have been like 19 or 20.
Yeah, right. Because you know they can, so like, you can get rid of them
months,
now quite
two,
easily with a lot of pain.
Now I have to get rid of a lot of tattoo skin.
Yeah.
And this tattoo was done on the ankle bone, so I'm probably going to keep it.
Ow.
Next question. Whose friend recently won a competition that gave them $40,000 to put towards their wedding?
Ree?
Yes, Ree.
Sam?
No, it was Dave.
Oh, Dave. Point Stozza. True Stozza. It was on Thursday night. I went to a wedding. True story.
And speaking of tattoos, they had a tattoo.
Person tattoo.
And you got a tattoo.
They had a tattoo artist.
Just in case you wanted a tattoo.
Well, they're kind of, but I feel like I'm lying now. It's absolutely true. They're kind of a bit punk rocky. He's a skater.
That's sick.
And skateboarder.
Did you get a free tattoo? Friend,
yeah, I did. Do you want to show it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's very
silly. Is it James's birth?
Like podcasting is a visual medium.
Yeah, if anyone knows.
I'll describe it. Cobra.
Cobra.
That's it. Cobra above his heart.
That says Cobra.
Oh, no, Cobra. Someone said I should put an A in front of it, like a Cobra. Because it's got umlauts over the O.
Yeah, yeah.
I always think that an umlaut over the O looks like a face making the sound that it stands for. Like, yeah.
It's a beautiful vowel sound.
Yeah, it's a lovely vowel sound.
Question 5. Whose New Year's Day tradition is watching all of the Lord of the Rings movies? Yes, Ree.
Ree knows Liz. Ree knows that about
What a great
me.
Tradition.
Thank you. I did it this year again. It was so much fun.
So good.
Because we were going to go see Cats and Liv said, I can't. I have to go and watch 15 hours of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, we have to.
You didn't end up seeing Cats.
No, but you did see Cats.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My thing was we have to see Cats on New Year's Eve because on New Year's Day I'm watching all of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Cats is such a good film. It's locked in.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Well, we had a good time.
Never has there ever been a cat as magical as Mr. Mistopheles.
No. Do you know
never have I.
Oh, well, I never.
Yeah.
Was there ever a cat so clever as magical Mr. Mistopheles?
You fuckhead.
Hey, thank you so much. It's such good lyrics.
Next question.
You know, I was in Cats once when I was like 11.
Really?
Cats?
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's in a school production of it.
Rum Tum Tugger.
I played Jason Rum Tum Tugger? Yes.
You played Jason Derulo's part.
Yes.
That's a
Don't
big part.
You dare call it Jason Derulo's part. Don't you
I was talking about his dick. That was my joke. How he had his massive dick on display on Instagram.
What about Idris Elba kangaroo body?
It was weird.
I was like, stop trying to make me want to fuck cats more than I already do.
Next question. Who here has upset
Ree?
Yes, Ree.
Oh, I don't know. Sam.
You are correct, yeah.
Thank you so much.
What did you do?
I was like maybe 15 or 16 and I was doing a sketch show for Channel 31 and I reached out to be in it and I had a line in there that said because... There was like a confrontation. It was like it was a very funny sketch. And then I have to say so myself, 15-year-old me. And then in there it said, stares blankly ahead at one point. And she wrote a essay about what an asshole I was for using the word blankly. And she said, if you want to use the word blankly, you're contacting the wrong person. How dare you say that she called herself How dare you, because she's an asshole. How dare you call the... someone that would stare blankly ahead and just attacked me and then sent a follow-up email.
She wouldn't make a great actor, would she?
No.
With that kind of attitude.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, well, you know, we can do whatever in the end. I was like trying to make it fun and trying to be like, and then she attacked me again. And a year later sent me another email saying, am I still trying to be unfunny?
It's just a video of her tearing up your face.
Why didn't you just write back the first time? I'm 15.
Yeah. She knew I was 15 and she's still, love
Can't
her.
Wait for some journo to listen to this podcast and be like, attacks 15-year-old boy. This is like years ago. That's so wild.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I completely stopped contacting her after that.
Oh, she's a fucking cunt. Ree.
Next. I don't care.
Rio.
Her, Rochelle, they can all get fucked.
Next question. Whose Wikipedia page used to say that they love the guitarist Slash, but it doesn't say that anymore?
Wait, what? Liv.
Someone's Wikipedia page. Yes, Liv. Of these three, who do you think Love Slash was on their Wikipedia page?
Dave?
You are correct. Yes, it was Dave.
They've taken that off.
It's not on there anymore.
Dave, by the way.
Wikipedia.
But you're allowed to say that.
What do you mean?
You know, I didn't write that, obviously.
No, I know you didn't write that. Do you
love Slash?
Yeah, so I wrote a whole show loosely about a time I was on a plane with him.
Do I like Slash?
And it was
I've
very
written
exciting.
A whole show about them.
Someone used to put stuff up about you on there.
Yeah, it was that guy...
I
forget his name.
Because it didn't used to be a picture of you. It used to be a picture of someone from a McDonald's ad who looked like you.
There's never been a picture of me.
What? No, there used to be. Because you can go through the edits and you can see all those people have been editing on your page.
Oh. I think the Slash thing should go back up. I think it's half true still.
Yeah.
You know?
Half true. Everything's half true.
Sorry, I'll leave.
It can now because then someone can quote this podcast as a citation and then they can put it back up.
Thank you, please.
So there you go. Listeners, you can do that.
Yeah.
That's my one wish for 2020.
Open request.
That's your only goal? Question nine. Here we go. Question nine. Who as a kid used to try and breastfeed their dolls?
Sam. Ray.
Yes, Sam.
Ray.
You are correct. Yes,
did
it was
I?
Ray. Yes.
You blocked it out.
That doesn't sound right.
Well, I mean, where is this from?
You told me this once. I can go. I've got it in my notes.
That's amazing.
See, you screw me up when I don't give you a fact, and then you get me. And I'm like, couldn't be me.
Yeah.
Like the time you were like, whose favourite film is What to Expect When They're Expecting? I was like, oh, who else? Why is it always pregnancy stuff with me?
It was always
on the lactate.
Like me.
Yeah. I don't have anything to say about that because I didn't know it was going to be brought up.
All right, last question for the game. Who here was once mugged at knife point in London?
David.
Yes, David.
Live?
No,
Live.
It was Sam.
Oh my goodness.
I have yet to go to London.
Wow, that was the irony. I thought
she's got to be the most well-travelled person. Ever.
Right.
Sorry, Sam.
No, you're allowed to say that. I was real naive boy from Phillip Island that went over to London and decided to go for a walk and meet someone at the airport. And it was like 5 a.m. and I was walking out and with
men
my wallet
are so
and everything.
Stupid.
Yeah. And
a woman
guy
would
was,
never do this.
And a guy was approaching me and I didn't even think anything of it. And I had the song Abracadabra, you know, by the Steve Miller Band. And
good.
And as the point that he reached with his knife out was the point in the song where he goes, he's going to reach out and grab you. He pulled my earphones out.
I'm sorry, that's not funny.
And
that's
he just
really
took everything.
Scary.
Yeah,
that's
it was
scary.
A pretty good time.
Yeah. Sam just went, and then he took everything.
That's insane.
How much did you have on you?
I didn't. I had a bit of cash on me, but I had like a card and my phone, and he took all of that. So I just shout out if you still if you listen to the podcast.
Shout out to my rubber.
So I wouldn't mind
send
that
it back.
Back.
I wouldn't mind it back.
I'm doing
it back.
Fine.
I'm doing just fine.
When was that?
I was like 19, I think.
You
yeah. Yeah.
I wish I knew.
Every time I go to hug
Sam. I could have got that question wrong. Yeah.
Every time I go to hug Sam, he flinches.
Yeah. All right. At the end of the game, the scores are Dave Quirk on 3 points.
Oh, that's bad.
Well, no. You won two.
Me on 2 points.
Excuse me.
So you lose. I'm the loser. Loser.
Stop.
Shut up, too.
Sam Peterson on 4 points.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so
Reed
much.
Down on 5 points, but our winner on 7 points is Liv Hewson. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Honestly, can't, like, pretty mad that you didn't, like, have us win together. But, like,
I know. I'm sorry. I did my best. I tried.
Like, I did introduce you and Josh a year ago, but, like, who fucking cares?
That's
so I can get fucked.
You know, you set someone
me
up.
For fucking who cares?
As the winner, you get to promote whatever you want to promote first. Wow. Where can people find you?
I'm on the internet. Yep. I like Liv Hewson on Twitter, Liv.Hewson on Instagram. It's different for some reason. I'm an idiot. You can Bombshell's coming out in Australia on January 16th.
Yes.
Please go and
so
see
exciting.
It. And if you want some other stuff I've been in, go for it.
Great. Look it up.
Yeah,
great.
You got Google. Look it up.
Ree, where can people find you?
Ree Down on all the socials.
Yep.
On Rochelle's page, just giving that bitch shit.
So much stuff. There's so much stuff.
I'm going to be releasing YouTube videos soon.
Sweet.
Liv and I did one yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
It goes about an hour and 45 minutes, and I'm going to need some time to edit it. Thank you. To my agent, Sam. I also have a comedy festival show coming up and on my Instagram, link in bio.
Great.
Link
in
bio. And also I'd like to plug my my butt.
Yeah.
That was fucking sick, though.
Thank you.
Yeah,
David Quirk,
come and
people,
see that.
Where can people see you?
I'm doing a show in the comedy festival, which is pretty wild, given I've had the last 2 years off.
No, that's good.
And what's it called?
It's exciting.
Astonishing Obscurity.
Great.
Because that's kind of about the last couple of years I've had off. But I go to Adelaide, do the Fringe there, and then Melbourne, I think. I'm in Brisbane and maybe Sydney.
Yeah, great. Maybe Sydney.
Well, yeah, I'm in Sydney.
Yeah.
And then Edinburgh, which is all very exciting. I'm back doing stand-up.
That's so exciting. That's
back,
great.
Baby.
Yeah, I am. It's really nice.
Great stand-up.
Great.
Yeah. If anyone needs to know.
Just opened for bloody Nick Kroll.
Oh, of course he did.
That's true.
I'm a proud mum, so I'd just like to do a little
thank
both.
You.
You might see him hanging onto your car going uphill as well. Yeah. Pretty cool. He's always doing that.
In the city.
Yeah. Sam Peterson, where can people find you?
Confessions of the Idiots podcast and also Fan Friction podcast that I do with Ray.
I'm sorry.
No, I was so keen on you promoting your comedy festival show.
Yeah, thank you.
So Confessions of the Idiots and Fan Friction podcast. I've also got a documentary coming out on SBS and Viceland in March called Lady O'Loughlin about some dog that I did a play with.
That's very cool.
So SBS and Viceland in March. I think it's March 4th.
Excellent work.
I don't know yet. But follow me on my socials.
Hey, if you're listening to this and you're in Perth or Brisbane or Canberra or Melbourne, the podcast is on sale in all those cities. So I'm doing two shows in Perth, two shows in Brisbane, one in Canberra and...
not Adelaide just yet.
Yeah, Josh, actually, I feel like Melbourne. I should ask you, hey, do you have anything you'd like? No one asked Josh if they wants to plug anything. Hey, do you got anything to plug, mate? I'd love to hear it.
So I'm doing podcasts in those cities. I'm also doing my stand-up show in all those cities as well. So come along, joshhill.com.au. Also, if you're in Melbourne... Mondays, starting Jan 20, for the next 5 weeks at 303 High Street, I'm organising a gig that Ross Noble is hosting. And
Is he doing it again?
He's the one he used to do.
This
so
is
I'm organising it.
Like a decade ago, I feel
and
like.
Yeah, 11 years ago. Mm. And so I'm organising acts for it. And so he's doing just hosting, and it goes for like 3 hours and him just mucking around in a very small room, 100 seats.
Dreamy.
It's door sales only, though. Okay. Wow. So you got to get there. It starts at 8. So I'd say get there at 7 o'clock and line up.
Are you co-running it?
I'm co-running it.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Me and Ross. So
that's awesome.
I'll slip you a fiver.
So maybe he'll come on the podcast.
What, to get on the show?
$5.
Yeah.
$5.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for listening. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.